Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. If you want to be a part of the program, we're going to get to our friend Colonel Oliver North here in just a second. We found out yesterday that, and here's like the FoxNews.com headline, Roe v. Wade ruling has Biden administration now bracing for a nationwide wave of violence. May 13th memo, Department of Homeland Security detailing ongoing investigations into threats. Well, we've already had Molotov cocktails, you know, thrown into two pro-life organizations, that one in Oregon, one, I believe, in Wisconsin. That's already happened. So now if people don't like a court ruling, we're going to dock Supreme Court justices. We're going to protest in front of their homes. By the way, Ron DeSantis made it illegal to do that in Florida. He's right to do so. And it's so dangerous on so many different levels. It's so obviously dangerous. And then, of course, you got the rhetoric led by Chuckie Schumer, you know, about electing Republicans. Now, remember, Roe v. Wade overturned does not make abortion in the United States in any way, shape, manner, or form illegal. It sends that decision back to the states because that right that they decided on putting in Roe v. Wade was not enumerated in the Constitution. You know, that document that matters a little bit. So here's what Schumer's saying to whip up his base.
Vote, elect more pro-choice Democrats. If you want to see a woman have control over her own body, elect more pro-choice Democrats. If you want to protect a woman's freedom and right to choose, elect more MAGA Republicans. If you want to see a nationwide ban on abortion, if you want to see doctors and women arrested, if you want to see no exceptions for rape or incest.
Wrong, lie on every single solitary level. Now, imagine Sean Hannity goes to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, which I would never do, or Sean Hannity tells people to go to the homes of Supreme Court justices, which I would never do, or go to the homes of any elected official or anybody in government for that matter. I don't support violence in any way, shape, manner, or form, and I've been consistent throughout the summer of 2020, January 6th, and now they're talking about if they don't get their way, well, get ready, it's going to be a violent summer. Anyway, listen to, you want to talk about a threat? Where's the committee looking into Chuck Schumer's threat against Supreme Court justices?
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Can you imagine if I said that on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court? I doubt it. Anyway, what is a very extremely timely book, he's a phenomenal author, always has been. Our friend Colonel Oliver North joins us, and he's here to talk about a new book that he's written. It's called Tragic Consequences, The Price America is Paying for Rejecting God and How to Reclaim Our Culture for Christ. When I got a hold of this, first of all, the title intrigued me so deeply, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
Amen.
And
amen, brother.
The idea, we cannot mention God in a classroom anymore, Colonel North. You know, back in the, till the early 60s, the kids used to read Bibles and say the Lord's Prayer and pray in public schools. And by the way, nobody got harmed by that. But now you can't even mention God.
No, no. So, look, you know, the timing for this book is not an accident. It's intentional. The 2022 election season, as you know better than most, is now underway. Those that we nominate and elect are going to define the future of our country. That's the most important reason for putting this book out when we did. It's written by two U.S. Marines, which I know is going to come as a shock to the New York Times folks, because they can't even believe Marines can read, much less write. But what we're doing is trying to tell the
American people. By the way, Colonel, with all due respect, yeah. I need to correct you and say Semper Fi, and second say every Marine I've ever met, they're the bravest of the brave, the toughest of the tough, and smart as hell.
Well, you're kind, brother. And you and I have spent a lot of time together, and I'm grateful. And I'm grateful to launch this book on your show. So thank you very much for that. Look, we wrote about this because the cultural decline that we're seeing all around us is now right in front of everybody. It's not just the cost of filling up your gas tank. It's not just the terrible crime that's the crime wave that's sweeping the country. It's not just the illegal immigrants that are being allowed to cross the border. It's all of the above and more. I mean, think about, you mentioned it very clearly. Since the 2nd of May, when the Alito draft of a decision by the Supreme Court was leaked intentionally, and I believe probably unlawfully, there have been riots in front of the Supreme Court and at the homes of several justices. What they're trying to do is prevent the court from reversing their January 22, 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that you accurately described. It would send back to the states the decisions on whether a woman had a right to, in that state, to have an abortion. In other words, to kill their baby. During the hearings on all of this, by the way, the word mother and the word baby were barely mentioned. The words we used was,
by the way, you do know that this past week that Chuck Schumer brought up an abortion bill to codify Roe into law.
Right.
That would have allowed abortions in every state in the country. States would have no say. That would allow people to have abortions up until the moment of birth. And that would be legal under their law. How sick is that?
And maybe thereafter. Remember, Roe versus Wade did more than legalize infanticide. It launched an assault on the sanctity of human life. And, of course, this past weekend, we saw two examples of that. Well, on Saturday, May 14th, while pro-abortion protesters were threatening the safety of Justices Alito, Thomas, Kavanaugh, Barrett, a hate-filled 18-year-old drove more than 3 hours to Buffalo, New York, to kill 10 and wound 3, mostly black Americans. He told investigators all he cared about was the color of their skin. The following day, Sunday, May 15th, a lone gunman opens fire at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Orange County, California, killing one and seriously wounding 4 others. It's apparently a political issue, but what we do know for sure, the guy who is shooting has no regard for the sanctity of human life. Interestingly enough, chapters 3 and 4 of this book that you've got in your hand that you're kind of introduced for us, those two chapters deal with the issue of abortion and the issue of madness with firearms. And I'm talking to you as a former president of the National Rifle Association. The problem isn't the gun. It's the person carrying the gun. It's in the heart of that person. And what we offer in this book is not just gun control and abortion, but a whole range of issues that ought to be on the minds of every one of us as we go to the polls. And by golly, you said it best just a few moments ago, bringing us back into this break. Get out and vote. Good Lord, if you don't, You're absenting yourself from your responsibilities as an American. And
you know, it's funny because this is very timely even for my own personal life. And for the last number of years, I have dedicated a lot more of my life to my faith. I don't talk a lot about it publicly. And I look back and the whirlwind that you have been a big part of every step of the way. And I feel beyond blessed. I feel it's an undeserved life. You know, when you start out with your mom as a prison guard, your dad as a waiter and family court probation guy. I don't think my parents ever thought I'd be successful at anything, but I did work hard. And I struggled for a long time to pay my bills and pay my rent and pay for everything else in between. And what I realized is when you have time to stop and be still and contemplate and pray and reflect and meditate, you begin to realize that God has his hand on all of us. And I truly believe, I did learn a little Latin in high school because I went to Catholic schools for 12 years. The word education, literally, the root derivative is educare, to bring forth from within.
Right.
Well, that means God put it there. And yep. I do believe with all my heart that God created every man, woman, and child on this earth. We're not perfect, but he created us. Yep. And this journey of ours is to find him and find our purpose.
Well, that's why this book has, in each chapter, a can-do section, which offers strategies for individuals and churches and groups of political people, no matter what, to turn America from the path of destruction to a path of salvation and freedom. I was asked the other day, right as we're getting ready to do this, what's a really salient verse for you, North? Because I deeply believe I'm alive today, not just because of the hand of God at the moment of conception, but multiple times over the course of my lifetime, when the last words out of my mouth might have been, "Dear God, help me."
Because well, I can think of two times because you got two Purple Hearts, and I think you were up for a third one that you kind of didn't want because it would have mandated you get out of the service.
I know that's
for sure, and I know you took this little trip known to a country known as Iran, and I knew that you had in your pocket a pill that would have killed you, a suicide pill, if things went down badly, and you took that risk for your country.
Well, yeah, I did. And to a certain extent, I look back on it now and I say, look at what my family went through as a consequence of that. Targeted for assassination by Abu Nidal. Terrorists actually came to our home when we lived in Great Falls, Virginia. I look back on those times and I say to myself, wouldn't it have been better if I didn't spend that much time? I'm glad, blessed that I got the opportunity to serve in the Reagan administration. By the way, lost a dear friend from that, Bud McFarlane, who had been my boss. The reporters had called up and said, don't you have something negative to say about Bud McFarlane? Here's what I have to say. He was a friend. He was a brave Marine who served in combat. He had the courage to go back to go to a place where he might never have returned, because I didn't just have pills for me. I had pills for all of us that Bill Casey had given us. Possibly, we could have been detained and never heard from again. Bud McFarlane had the courage to do that. He served three presidents. And ultimately, at the end of the day, Bud McFarlane was the reason why the case against me, brought by the special persecutor, was dropped. So, Bud McFarlane, we'll miss you. And when the time comes to inter you at Arlington,
you were kind of the first victim of the witch hunting and the two-tier justice system. And I watched every moment of those hearings at the time, fascinated by it. And it frankly motivated me and inspired me to get on radio, because I started calling radio talk shows. And I realized, I think I can do it better than this guy. And that's honestly how my career was built. And I first got on the radio in 1987.
Well, and I'm glad that we got to be great friends, because between the two of us,
beyond blessed,
wonderful opportunities to raise money to help educate the children of American heroes. You and I and Charlie Daniels and some great bands did that for 5 summers in a row. 10, unbelievable.
Incredible.
Look at those days, and we did great things for those, to express the gratitude of a grateful nation to those who served in our armed forces. By the way, on Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to be at the Heroes Honor Festival in Daytona at the Speedway to salute our veterans, and particularly my Vietnam War comrades in arms. And you can get tickets for that at honorfestival.com. And since this book is much the topic of it, I'll have it there. But you can also get it, Tragic Consequences, available anywhere books are sold, for 15% off simply by going to faithfultext.com. Sean Hannity, your dear friend.
All right, quick break. More with Colonel Oliver North, who's with us. His new book, by the way, is out. It's on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, Tragic Consequences. More with the Colonel on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls. 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
We continue now. Colonel Oliver North is with us. His brand new book is out, Tragic Consequences. It's on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, now in bookstores everywhere. Paying the price America's paying for rejecting God and how to reclaim our culture for Christ. You know what's amazing in the course of this life, and I'm running out of time here. You know, we're all so busy. You're working hard. You're trying to pay your bills. You're taking care of your kids. You're racing off to this event, that event, whatever you happen to be doing. But when you get the time and you reflect and you look at the majesty of God's creation, you know, universes within universes within universes. I know we're not meant to comprehend it in this lifetime, but I believe that there's paradise on the other side of this life. I believe in a heaven, and I believe in hell, too. And I don't want to go to the other place. I deserve it, but I don't want to go there.
So here's the quick verse. When somebody asked me, is there proof? Yes. It's Romans 10:9, Paul's letter to the church in Rome. 10:9 is the 10th chapter, 9th verse. If you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's not only an individual.
I confess all of that.
It's not only for you and me. It's for our nation as well. We need to save this nation.
I can't imagine this war. Without the United States of America, the world is in deep trouble, and we're seeing it play out in real time because we don't have a president that knows that today's Wednesday. Colonel North, love the book, Tragic Consequences, The Price America's Paying for Rejecting God, How to Reclaim Our Culture for Christ. It's on Hannity.com, Amazon.com, and now in bookstores everywhere. Colonel,
Appreciate you. Safe home, my friend. We love you. God bless you. And my best to everybody in your family.
Semper Fi, Marine. God bless
you. Semper Fi, sir. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead. All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us. You know, my former colleague, I always liked Carl Cameron. You know, when we were at presidential debates or whatever the event, conventions together. I mean, what I liked about him is he would always seek out my opinion. He knew I was a conservative, and he seemed to me at the time to always be curious. I don't know what's happened because he's like jumped the shark. Now he actually said, maybe it's time to start taking names and putting people in jail for misinformation. I'm like, what? I mean, really? Where did that come from? Not a good idea to put people in jail because you don't like what they say. Biden's disinformation board looks like it's dead 3 weeks after its announcement. And we hammered this really hard 3 weeks after picking Jankowicz, the biggest purveyor of disinformation in the country. To run it, and Mayorkas said, I had no idea she gave out all this disinformation, none whatsoever, but we don't talk about our hiring practices, and she's going to do a great job. Great, great. Biden's Ministry of Truth. These are troubling times, I got to tell you. Sandy is in Alabama. Sandy, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. How are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks. I wanted to kind of bring up something that you were talking about yesterday about, you know, how important endorsements are from President Trump and for the state elections. And I kind of am concerned and wanted to ask you a question. I mean, he came out and supported Mo Brooks early, who's running for Doug Jones' Senate seat. And that's a really important race for Alabama to get that Republican seat back with Senator Shelby retiring. But then after the after he had his rally in Gadsden and Mo Brooks came out and didn't want to really acknowledge the election integrity issues and almost got booed off the stage. And then recently,
I saw the whole event. Let me give you my history with Mo Brooks. I happen to like Mo Brooks a lot. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
When I was a local radio host in Huntsville on the ex-wife station there, I'm on a different station now. I'm actually on three different stations in town, which I'm very happy about. But at the time, when I took a day off, which was rare back in those days, because I didn't have any vacation time. I was new to, that was my first paid gig in radio, 1990 to 92. I worked for free the 3 years prior. And I just got to know him. At the time, he was the Madison County District Attorney and was really good at his job. And, what was this? Bud Kramer, I think, was the congressman at the time. Bud Kramer hated me because, I just tried to ask him questions he didn't want asked by anybody. Anyway, so I know what happened. I know what was said. I had already endorsed Mo Brooks, and I stand by my endorsement of Mo Brooks.
I'm concerned because now the race has gotten really tight, and Brooks is definitely the MAGA candidate, and he had such.
I just don't like it because it's gotten personal. I don't know all the facts, all the details behind it, and I don't want to be in the middle of two people that I like and respect a ton, sure. And I just not going to engage with it. But
I'm a huge Trump supporter. I mean, I've been to rallies. I really like President Trump. I just wonder who's advising him to pull or endorse candidates, because if the goal is to make sure that MAGA candidates win, he had to know that that would have been detrimental for Mo to win.
Listen, I'm pretty sure. Look, the president, one thing I can tell you about President Trump, he's a man of his own mind. Okay. You know, people say all the time, oh, Hannity, you talk to the president. Yeah, sure, I do. You support the president. I'm supporting him on radio and TV, saying it openly. Yeah, I do.
Right.
I don't reveal my sources if I get information. I have tons of sources. As I described, I am a member of the press. I do straight news. I can produce thousands of hours. Investigative reports, I can produce thousands of hours. I give opinion. I can produce tens and hundreds of thousands of hours of radio and TV. I also do culture. We do sports. We're like the entire newspaper. I tell you who I'm supporting in a race if there's somebody I really right. like and trust and believe in. And mm-hmm. I just try to be honest with my audience. So, I, you know, there are things that happen that are just unfortunate. I have not asked about the nitty gritty of this. And, yeah. and I hope things work out, for both people. And that hopefully mm-hmm. there can be some reconciliation. You know, I think it was Reagan that famously said that if we agree on 80%, you're not my enemy. We agree on 80%, right. you're 80% my friend. You know, it's, right. we're not robots like the Democrats, you know, groupthink. We're individualists. We believe in the individual. We don't all think alike. That, you know, just like when I supported President Trump early, you know, I had many conservatives just pounding away at me every single day. Same thing a little bit happened with my support of Dr. Oz. It looks like he's pulled out that race in Pennsylvania from my analysis, but we'll see. I never trust anybody that's doing anything called a recount or anybody that has not opened a ballot the day after Election Day. Never do.
Right.
It's never good. And you know what? Pennsylvania needs to get their Adam Schiff together. This is ridiculous. Anyway, Sandy, appreciate the call. John is in the great state of Pennsylvania. What's up, John? How are you? Glad you called.
Good, Mr. Hannity. How are you? Pennsylvania primary. Good, sir.
Just call me Sean. I'm not a Mr. anything.
Okay, Sean. Kathy Barnett, a rhino in hiding. After her comments about our lawn signs and not being able to answer a question about being an adjunct professor out in Illinois, who can believe anything she says?
Look, when the sudden rise comes out of nowhere, she really wasn't vetted by people, which kind of shocked me because I think every campaign probably bears some of the responsibility. Believe it or not, Jeff Bartos, I think, had done the most research of anyone in the campaign. There were a lot of good people in this race. I didn't like that it got as nasty as it got, but that's a blood sport. I can't control that. And so when I saw all of these tweets, even some against me, very anti-Trump tweets, and then I saw all the other really, really, this is not like a one and done deal. It's one tweet after another tweet after another tweet. And I'm looking at it and looking at the comments that she's made and wanting an Obama statue. I'm just looking at this and I'm saying, I don't believe she might in a huge wave election maybe sneak through, but I don't see it. And going up against Fetterman, that's a winnable race. He's beatable. And I know she didn't like it. And then she started saying that I didn't get in contact with her. My staff was trying desperately to get in contact with her. But she wouldn't return calls. She wouldn't return texts. And then she goes on other shows and says things that, frankly, were patently not true. I did offer her, she wanted a debate one-on-one the day before the election with only her and Dr. Oz. I said, well, and the day before the election, you kind of draw a line. At that point, it's either we include everybody or we can't have it. And I was willing to host a radio debate. I would have done it for 2 hours. And no response from her campaign. She wrote me on Twitter. I don't have a Twitter account that I have access to. My staff pointed it out to me. I said, all right, write this down, tweet this out to Kathy. And then, Linda, did she ever finally respond or no?
She did not respond.
She did not respond. So, you know, did we not try? Did my TV staff not try? We went all in to try and give her a chance to talk and explain some of this. And I found the answers she was given other shows really flimsy. This is a must-hold Republican seat if Republicans want to get control of the United States Senate. And if she would have won, that was in real doubt. I would have put that in the very, very likely Democratic column.
Yeah. Well, what I find interesting is she wouldn't even surround herself with the local people. She's from the Huntington Valley area of Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia. And she went to Elizabethtown for her headquarters.
And then there's all other inconsistencies. You mentioned the adjunct professor issue. Then inconsistencies. Somebody said, I didn't see this, so this is hearsay. I haven't fact-checked it. She could claim in her book maybe that she lived in Virginia and she was asked, well, when did you move back to Pennsylvania? And then she said she never lived in Virginia. I mean, there's so many other just unanswered questions about her. And, you know, if Kathy's not going to listen to me, she's probably angry that I dared to bring these issues up. But every other candidate got that treatment. Dr. Oz, who I was supporting, got $45 million dumped on his head in negative ads. You know, the fact that he was still standing is a miracle, in my view. I don't like when Republicans go that harsh, that hard, but I understand politics is a blood sport. I don't like when Republicans are so dishonest in ads, and I'm not mentioning any names, but I've seen ads. I don't even know where they come from. They come from this super PAC or that super PAC. So, but you live with it. That's, you know, this is the type of thing that's always going to keep good people from ever wanting to get into politics. Anyway, John, appreciate you being with us. We're watching the vote count very closely, and I'm still maintaining a pretty big lead at this point. Don in Iowa. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hi, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm a truck driver from Iowa. I'm an operations manager for a 100-truck company.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal.
It's a pretty good size company.
Thank you for what you do.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a million-year lististener of Sean Hannity. I can't even remember how far back we go. So
I'm very honored. Thank you, sir. That means I'm old, but okay, keep going.
Well, as a Marine, I actually worked comms for Colonel North, by the way. I thought you'd find that interesting as a young man back in the 80s. But the reason I'm calling is, you know, fuel prices have gotten absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, trucking itself is short of many, many drivers. And the supply chain is just falling apart right now. And with fuel up almost $6 a gallon right now, there's no profit left for the small guy. So you've got drivers going by the wayside left and right on a daily basis, companies closing left and right. And this whole fuel issue, I just read a post on social media this morning that they're expecting fuel may double in price in the next year.
Well, there's a shortage of diesel most people may not know is happening right now, which is also
correct.
Refineries now have to now switch in their operations to produce more diesel and more jet fuel so that the airline industry keeps going and the trucking industry keeps going. And you're right, diesel fuel prices now have doubled under Joe Biden and his idiotic policies. And I would bet that all of that extra money for fuel causes you, rightly so, it's not your problem, it's not your fault, you're not in business to lose money, and that's going to cause you to pass the cost on to your customers, and that means they're going to raise prices, and that means we, the people, end up paying the freight. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right now, I think that the brokers themselves are getting scared because businesses are being put out of business at the will of the government, and I think they're all afraid of something because they're not coming up with the extra money in the freight costs. So my you know, single truck owners, you know, that out here driving their own trucks and paying their own bills, they're barely.
Well, once it gets to the point that it's not worth those drivers driving, there's going to be nothing delivered to any store. So something's going to have to give. And I'm telling you that companies are going to have to pay the freight to get their products to market. And the market is going to raise the price to make up the difference. And the consumer will be the one that pays that price. Otherwise, we'll have empty store shelves everywhere we go. We can't have that.
Well, no, without a doubt. And another problem that's going out is because of the parts shortage. A repair that would normally take 2 days is taking 2 weeks. I've got a truck that just went in for a diesel.
I know guys whose trucks repair have been down a month. A month.
Yes, this one's going to be 2 months now.
I know one trucking company. They took one truck just to strip it for parts for their other trucks. Can you believe that?
No, we've done that. Yeah, we've had to do that.
Yeah. All right. I'm up on the clock here, Don. God bless you. Thanks for what you do. It's going to turn around. It has to, because we're not going to live with empty store shelves. I've just mark my words on this. There's no way that this is sustainable. Once that happens, the country is going to be up in arms. It won't happen. Appreciate the call, sir. right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. I will be responding to Kathy Barnett, who's blaming me for her election loss. Maybe she needs to read her own Twitter account. We have Mike Huckabee, Ari Fleischer, Jim Jordan, Clay Travis, Pam Bondi, Mark Meadows, Devin Nunes, Leo and Larry, and much more. Set your DVR, Hannity, 9 Eastern, Fox. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.